In just over 10 days, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted more than 1.5 million people to flee. The UN Refugee Agency calls this the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Most of the refugees, around 1 million, have entered through Poland. They've been helped by NGOs and also by an army of volunteers from across Europe who are playing a vital support role. NPR's Eric Westervelt is near the Polish border.
This might be the closest thing that Poland is going to get to a refugee camp. It's the giant sprawling parking lot of an out-of-business supermarket. People have set up food kitchens. It looks like a Sikh group has set up Indian vegetarian food. Austrians have set up a food kitchen. People with signs directing people to buses, people who want to go to Germany, Latvia. One family here looking to try to go to Estonia, another to northern Poland.
This is not a job for me. If I can help, I can help.
Krzysztof Nemenys works as a delivery man in Liepāja, Latvia. He hit pause on his day job and with friends and a charity helped organize half a dozen cars, RVs, and a large bus to take refugees anywhere in Latvia.
We have a flat, houses, and food, everything. Don't charge like money for this. People want to help and can't help. This time, need to do. That's it.
Nearby, there's a stand giving out free SIM cards. To help against the snow flurries and cold, metal barrels crackle with scrap wood and charcoal. The smoke mixes with the smell of a hot stew of cabbage, pork, and potatoes offered up by Daniel Wuhler. He's a caterer from northern Germany who drove down here with his mobile kitchen.
The war is not over at the moment, so everyone has to stay as long as possible and everyone should help.
There's a small mountain of children's shoes and clothes nearby. And unlike Europe's last big war, the piles this time signal comfort. A network of NGOs and the UN are helping, but much of this is self-organized groups of people who've dropped everything to assist. French attorney Stefan Ober abruptly shuttered his busy law firm in Luxembourg to volunteer.
Able or not, close my business and just send an out of office to all my clients, say, this is the way it is, and if you're not happy, go find another lawyer.
He's now wearing a red jacket from the charity Caritas, helping guide refugees to buses and cars. Ober's heartened by the volunteer ethos, but says they could use more hands on the ground.
You never get enough. What we need, actually, is people who volunteer to host people, to transport people to the destination they want to go.
Teenager Anatoly Sarakhman and his 10-year-old brother just fled Lviv in western Ukraine with their mother, who looks exhausted, near tears.
I think I and my brother will go to Estonia, to my uncle, and my mother will come to Ukraine.
She'll return to Ukraine as soon as her boys have found rides. It's war, I have a job, my husband is there, she says. I have to go back and help.
Hey, Petra, parla, ti sento.
Across the parking lot, Chiara Montaldo works her walkie-talkie like a logistics pro, but she's new to all this. She jumped to help when she saw on social media that some of her fellow Italians were organizing transport.
We are coming from Cortina in North Italy, and we are just a group of volunteers who decide to organize some buses to help people who want to leave.
Ira Chobanyok and her three cousins and a friend left the western Ukrainian city of Ivano-Frankivsk a few days ago. They're huddled near Chiara, waiting for a ride to Cortina.
One friend will provide an apartment for us. I hope it won't take a lot of time, that very soon we will come back home.
A quick return to normal may be wishful thinking. Chris Meltzer with the UN Refugee Agency says he keeps hearing from people all over Europe, a volunteer support network he calls a bright spot in a horrible conflict.
Doctors who said, I'm taking my annual leave, I would like to help. From people who said, yeah, we are in a church group and we collected 10,000 euros or something, we want to help. So it's really amazing. On the eastern side of the border, it is heartbreaking. On this side of the border, it's heartwarming. And for us as humanitarians, it keeps us running, actually.
Meltzer concedes that if Russia's attacks intensify, as most expect, the number of refugees could surely rise and fast. That would strain Poland and the EU and test this refugee solidarity and volunteer ethos that will need to last far beyond these first dozen days of war. Eric Westervelt, NPR News at the Polish border town of Medyka.